This week's Torah reading is called Lech Lecho. That means literally, go to you, leave your place. God tells Abraham that he has to leave Me'artzecha, the land where he was basically living, and he has to leave the place where he was born, and he has to leave the house of his father in order to go to the land that God will show him. I will show you where you have to go. Actually, that was the land of Canaan. And God promised Abraham great blessings. He will receive the blessings. He will be able to actually share the blessings, godly blessings, to everybody else. And everybody's going to be blessed by his name, by his family, etc., etc. That's the beginning of the journey, so to speak, of Abraham. Now, we have to know, actually the Torah says this, Abraham was 75 years old when he actually started this journey. But clearly, the life of Abraham doesn't start at 75 years old. Our sages relate many, many things that happened, many, many stories that happened to Abraham, actually since he was quite a child. He broke the idols of his father, and he was thrown into a fire furnace full of fire. Many miracles, many ideas that actually things, stories that happened to Abraham. Why does the Torah start relating about Abraham only when he's 75 years old? What happened before that? Why doesn't it appear, those stories, why don't they appear in the text of the Torah itself? We have to go to the oral Torah, to the oral teachings of our sages, and find over there stories about the childhood of Abraham, his father, etc., etc. So the question is, what's going on over here that the quote-unquote life of Abraham starts in the Torah, written Torah, at 75 years old? One of the explanations of this is like this. We already mentioned a few stories by Abraham. He actually gave himself out. He sacrificed his life for outreach, basically teaching everybody else what he found out. He discovered, and our sages actually argue exactly how old was Abraham when he discovered God. At 3 years old, at 40 years old, 48 years old, whatever the case is, doesn't really matter, different levels of understanding God, he actually worked on himself, he worked on his mind, etc., etc., and he came to the conclusion that there's a God, and he started teaching this to everybody else, even to pagans, even to people that didn't understand anything. Abraham would sit with each one of them and would teach them and actually make them understand that there's a God, etc., etc., and he rules the world, etc., etc. Now, to the point, this is so powerful, to the point that God, our sages relate, says about Abraham that Abraham made God be known in the whole earth. Everybody forgot already about God. So Abraham made God be known in the earth. And moreover, God calls Abraham my partner in creation. It's a powerful thing. Like, this was really a very lofty and special person. Even so, even at the age of 75, God told Abraham, Lech lecho me'artzecha, you should leave your land, the place where you were born, and the house of your father, etc., and you should go to the land that I will show you. What does that mean? Very simple idea, and then we'll go to a deeper level of understanding. Very simple idea. Even you actually accomplished greatly great things and lofty things, you should know that there's more. Even you're 75 years old and a person might think, you know, I already did everything that I had to do and I really reached a very high level, etc., etc., etc. You should know that if you're alive, it's because God is expecting something more from you. And even if you ask, what do you mean? More than what I already did? God calls me a partner in his creation. I'm really teaching God and etc., etc., to everybody else. What else should I do? So then let's go to the deeper understanding of this idea. If you actually look at the verse, it seems a little bit strange. God tells Abraham to leave his land and then the place where he was born and then the house of his father. But you know what? The order should be actually the opposite. First of all, you leave the house of your father, then you leave the place where you were born, and then you leave your land to go whatever else, okay? So why does God tell Abraham in the opposite order? One of the explanations of this is the following. The word Eretz Artzecha, your land, you should leave your land, it's related to the word in Hebrew, Rotzen. Rotzen means will. God is telling Abraham and, parentheses, he's telling each one of us by telling Abraham and by this story being recorded actually in the scriptures, that means it's a teaching for each one of us. So let's close parentheses, close parentheses. Now, God is telling Abraham, you should leave your will. Whatever you understand is actually wanted by God, that's how you understand. You should leave your own will, and then you should leave the place where you were born. This represents intellect. You should leave your intellect. Why is born related to intellect? Because our sages explain in Kabbalah, in Hasidus, etc., in mystical dimensions of Torah, of Judaism, that the intellect actually gives birth to emotions. The more you think about something, the more you feel about it. Now, you should leave the will. That will generates basically and gives life to intellect. And you should leave your intellect that gives birth and gives life to emotions. And you should leave the house of your father that represents emotions, that which is born from your father, basically the intellect. So God is telling Abraham, going back to the first explanation, basically, even if you reach very high and lofty levels, even if you are my partner in creation, I'm so happy about it, and I'm so happy that you're sharing my name everywhere, etc., you should know that you can go even further. And the way of going further is by leaving your wills, by leaving your intellect, the way you understand things, by leaving your emotions, the way you feel about things, in order la ares asher aleka, you will reach my, says God, my will, the way I will show you, and you will see what I really want. Maybe one practical application of this idea, one practical explanation. Sometimes people see and hear classes, you know, in the internet and YouTube and this and that, etc., etc., podcasts from here, from there, etc. Oh, very nice. And people think this is really truth. This is it. I heard a rabbi say this and that. And how do you know he was a rabbi? Because he had a beard and he didn't have hair, you know, and he had glasses. So all the rabbis have glasses, don't have hair, and had a long beard. So that's true. And the rabbi was saying this and this. Wait a second. That's the way you understand things. That's the way you, actually, I should say it in a different order. That's the way you feel things. That's the way you understand things. That's the way maybe you want things to be. But not necessarily that's true. That's what you understood from the rabbi. Or maybe that's only the rabbi's interpretation, because that's the way he feels. That's the way he understands. And that's the way he wants. Go check the sources. If the rabbi is able to give you sources, good. You're fine. You can check it out. And if the rabbi is not able to give you sources that really express what he's saying, so maybe, and only maybe, has to lech lecho, has to leave his own emotions, his own intellect, and his own will in order to actually reach the will, the true will of God.